Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
I'm so glad you've joined me for another weekday meditation. Over in the book of 2 Timothy in chapter 2, this is one of those beautiful reminders. In verse 7, the scripture says, "Think about what I am saying. The Lord will help you understand all these things." And then right after that, in verse 8, he says, "Always remember that Jesus, a descendant of King David, was raised from the dead. This is the good news I preach. And because I preach this good news, I am suffering and have been chained like a criminal, but the word of God cannot be chained. So I am willing to endure anything if it will bring salvation and eternal glory in Christ Jesus to those God has chosen." Is this not beautiful? This is this picture and wonderful understanding that we are to always remember that Jesus the Christ, a descendant from King David, literally was raised from the dead, and he did that for us, not for history's sake, but for us, that he gave his life, he shed his blood, his body was broken, he was laid down dead and put on a slab of rock in an old cave that was a borrowed tomb, and 3 days later arose from that grave and pushed the rock out of the way and sits beside the right hand of God the Father today, awaiting your arrival. So friend, today as we prepare to meditate, I want to invite you to take a time right now and be still. Just be quiet. Pull over on the side of the road, get off the treadmill, just be at peace. And listen to what verse 11 says is a trustworthy saying. If we die with him, we will also live with him. If we endure hardship, we will reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny who he is. Friend, remind everyone about these things and command them in God's presence to stop fighting over words. I love this. So take a moment and just listen to the voice of the Lord. I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, the Lord will help you understand all these things, including the mess we're in right now. But the greatest way to understand that is to walk with Him and trust Him, especially in all the unseen and ununderstood. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.